the Sonoran Desert, close to the border of Arizona and Mexico, Rickert's blue caterpillars are issuing what could be urgent calls for help. This sound was recorded by Diane Wagner, assistant professor of biology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Scientists are not exactly sure what these caterpillars are saying, but they do know that a certain kind of ant cannot resist this tapping. Maybe they all want to be in the cast of Fosse. Jim Metzner, producer of the radio feature Pulse of the Planet, joins us from Westchester County, New York. Jim, thanks for being back with us.
Hi, Scott. Actually, they're all lining up to be in the producers.
That show has better legs at the moment, as
That's
it were.
You got it.
Look, Jim, theoretically, okay, hypothetically, let's say I'm a caterpillar living in an acacia bush.
Right.
And some people believe I am. You're an ant. If I were to make a tapping sound, what would you do?
Well, I'd come running, and it would definitely get my attention, and it would be a signal as far as the caterpillar is concerned. They'd be making this sound if a wasp, say, or another predator was bugging them, no pun intended, and then the ant would come running, and he would chase off the predator. And what do the ants get in back in return? What do you think?
I've been trying to figure that out, and I guess a warm feeling of participation in the life of this planet.
Well, it ain't a Disney movie. What happens is they're in it for a very practical reason. They get a secretion that's rich in amino acids. It's a nutritious secretion from the caterpillars. The ants come up, they touch the caterpillars in a certain way with their antenna. That's a signal to the caterpillar to secrete these juices, and the ants actually feed off them. So it's really reciprocal.
Jim, I mean, caterpillars, they don't have any hands, right? I mean, how would they tap?
We don't really know how they make this sound. There's another scientist named Peter DeVries who's done work with other species of caterpillars who also produce sounds. And I believe as a result of his work, we think that the caterpillars are making the sound by a row of protuberances behind their head, and then the next appendage has something that looks a little bit like a guitar pick. So the guitar picks are rubbing against these little other protuberances, sort of as if you would rub your fingernail against a comb and make those kind of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we think they're doing it, but we really don't know.
Jim?
Yo.
I'm tapping. I'm asking for help.
Oh. I'm on my way.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm on my way.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Metzner, producer and host of the program Pulse of the Planet, heard on radio stations all over the world.